Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about some more AI controversy. This one is in relation to an Under Armour Instagram ad, and it's a really cool advertisement. It's kind of, in my opinion, kind of bridging the AI-human gap, and it kind of takes an athlete and puts them in this like fantasy world. You should go watch it if you haven't seen it. Wes Walker, I believe, is the director, but he had posted this on his Instagram. I got a lot of feedback. People thought it was cool. But then that's where the controversy started, because there was apparently no credit given to one of the original artists who had either taken the photo of the athlete to begin with. The AI had kind of turned it into a video, but there was still that initial credit that wasn't given. As of the time of this recording, it looks like there's a ton of different credits in the post. Now it looks like there's maybe 30 to 40 different people tagged. But Jaden, what do you think about all this? What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I watched the ad, and first off, I want to say phenomenally well done. Like, this is exciting. I come from a marketing background. I know Jamie does a lot of marketing. Like, so this is for us like an interesting, exciting area. And what I'll say is like, no one likes to watch advertisements. So the fact that we're talking about an ad right now, and this is in the news and on articles and stuff, they obviously did a great job. Like, this is the goal for people to go and watch this ad and think about Under Armour, which is, you know, not like my day-to-day kind of thing. So the quality on this thing, I think, was really impressive. I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can go check this thing out. Essentially, you got the boxer. He's in the ring. There's, you know, rain falling, he's exploding and turning into chunks of dirt and coming together and fighting. And it's all this like amazing epic stuff, right? So I wanted to read a couple quotes from the director, Wes Walker, on this kind of whole thing and how he made it. But yeah, obviously this thing's getting a lot of traction because, well, two reasons. Number one, they used every AI tool that is in existence right now to try to put this thing together. So this is like an AI created thing. And then number two, there's some controversy around crediting the artist. And then I've seen some other controversy of, you know, people just being mad this exists, which I'll get into those in a second. But here's a quote from Wes Walker on this. He said, "Under Armour asked us to build a film from nothing but existing assets, a 3D model of Anthony Joshua, and no athlete access," right? So this is impressive because they never actually got to see the guy. Like, they're making a commercial all about him, and they never have to bother the athlete. And I think this is very useful for all the celebrities, all the athletes, and even just creators that are super, super busy. If someone could come and create this amazing looking ad without having to, you know, have them be there, that saves a lot of time, money. So anyways, then he says, "This piece combines AI video, AI photo, 3D CGI, 2D VFX, motion graphics, 35mm film, digital video, and advances in AI voiceover. Every current AI tool was explored and pushed to the maximum." Okay. This is fascinating. Jamie, what are your thoughts on this? Is this a future?
So, I think it's amazing because it's kind of bridging the, you know, it's bringing a lot more fantasy and like almost special effects into the advertisement. It would have, I believe, cost an incredible amount of money to hire all the different visual effects people. I mean, it really truly looks like a Hollywood production, all using AI. So the question comes into play now, okay, This was not just typed into a computer and it spit out this amazing commercial. There's a lot of creative direction. There's a lot of moving parts that still have to come together to make this. He still spent a lot of time and a lot of energy on it. So in my opinion, yes, it's AI generated, but as we talked about before, he was the artist in his head. He had the creativity, Wes did, to bring all this together. So, you know, there has to be some kind of gray area or rules established within AI, I think, to for credit. Like, for YouTube example, for example, you know, people do a lot of reaction videos to other creators' videos. Technically, there's no new, you know, intellectual property being created there, But since they're, you know, doing a reaction of the video, they're allowed to use it. So I feel like there has to be some kind of laws developed in relation to this, because yes, he did use someone else's likeness or someone else's art to, as the base of it, but it's so much more than that. So I don't know, Jaden, what do you think about it?
Yeah, no, I think that, like, creating, you are an artist. I know people will be mad about that. I feel like these AI tools are becoming the paintbrush and the paint, essentially, that we are going to be using. And I know that right now, that's very controversial. People are upset about that. Maybe the solution is, like, people opt in to have their content or their artwork included in the data set, and they get some sort of royalty and license. In my mind, if that happens, there's it's 0% controversial. So I guess that's probably where the controversy comes. People are like, you're not an artist, you're stealing. But I don't know, like, who invented the paint? Are you stealing from them if they get paid for it? So, you know, they make the paint and sell it to you, whatever. Okay, so anyways, I think what's interesting here is this is really well done. And when we talk about the AI hustle right now, like, how do people apply this to their businesses? I think this is an incredible moment where anyone listening right now, whatever your business is, you can go watch this commercial, see how high quality this thing is. This is being used by, you know, one of the top brands out there. And you can essentially, like, the tools are there. You can go and create your own AI commercials for whatever your product is. They'll be incredible. And I think about just, like, all of the ways that Midjourney is changing and adapting. Midjourney recently announced a feature where they, like, essentially they allow you to use the same character in multiple generations, right? So you can, and my assumption is that this moves to products as well. You'll be able to upload your product, and it's going to be able to generate that same product in multiple locations and places. And then you're going to be able to, you know, take those and take all of these new video models, right? So Pika and Runway and Sora from OpenAI, and they're all saying they're doing image to video. So now you're going to be able to go generate these incredible, you know, product shots on Midjourney. You're going to be able to go and stick those into these video editors and turn the, or into these video models and turn them into video. You're going to be able to create incredible commercials. This is like we're there. We're able to do a lot of this stuff. And all of it's going to also get better once these video models are more widely available. You'd have the voiceovers. That's incredible. Like, you know, I remember back in the day going to Fiverr and, like, paying people to do voiceovers for commercials. And I'm like, I want, like, a British deep voice, blah, blah, blah. Like, you could just get all of that on any of these AI platforms. I think you can create some incredible content. And this is amazing for small businesses, digital marketers, big businesses. Like, you have the ability to make incredible commercials with AI now.
Yeah, I love what you said about it being like a paintbrush. It's a new medium for art, and people need to, it's going to take a while, I think, for people to come around to see it as that. But if you can be someone who gets ahead in learning how to use the medium to create amazing things, like you said, you're going to be able to make a lot of money, I think, too, as a creative director, marketer, consultant, all that kind of stuff, I think. So if you're listening, I would definitely be paying attention, learn how to use these tools in different ways. Figure out your prompts, you know, how you're going to be able to use this to style your imagery and you know, really become an expert, because this is the future. One other article I thought was interesting on this topic, which I think maybe come in to play here, is that it's talking about how blockchain technology could be an answer to uncovering deepfakes and validating content. So, you know, the whole NFT thing was really big a couple years ago. It kind of fell off. People stopped, you know, buying them and even really talking about them. But if an artist could have their own art in the blockchain, there could be a trace of it to see, you know, who's, you know, if it's getting used somewhere else, and could be really a way for artists to truly preserve their art if they want to. You know, I do think there'll be a lot of people who are willing to put their art out there for free, though, as well, either for the recognition or just, you know, in any case, I think the blockchain is really in the future for a lot of this artistic medium. So,
yeah, 100%. I think this is fascinating. This is such an interesting new area. And I definitely think staying up to date on what's going on here is going to keep you ahead of the curve, and is going to help your company, your projects, whatever you're working on, succeed and be more successful. So thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed the podcast, we'd really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review. If you're on Spotify, you got to hit the About tab, and then on, like, you know, click on, like, our podcast thing, hit the About tab. You can drop some stars. If you're on Apple, scroll down, leave us a review. We love to hear from you guys. You guys are fantastic, and we hope that you... Oh, by the way, we just passed 300,000 listens, so a massive thank you to everyone who has been listening and sharing the podcast. We really, really appreciate it. But anyways, we hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your day.